Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Today's show is brought to you by The Human Algorithm. The Human Algorithm is a weekly podcast that answers the question of what to watch on Netflix. Hear recommendations from your favorite Netflix stars, employees of the company, and the biggest Netflix fans around. Each episode is just 10 minutes long, perfect for short listening sessions. Think of it as a guide to help you decide what to watch on Netflix, but told in the voice of a trusted friend, even if you're not friends with Ellen Page or Mary J. Blige. I know I'm going to check it out. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your podcasts, like this one that you're about to enjoy. Enjoy the show.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. You guys, we're in Los Angeles, show business, the center of show business. I need you to do better than that. I actually don't. That sucks when somebody's like, "You guys ready for a show? Woo! That wasn't good enough. Give it up." You don't have to give it up. You could save it. Save your energy. You guys are doing the right thing. We're coming to you once again from the cheapest place you can see this show live. It's only $8.50, no drink minimum. No drinks, really, to speak of. The Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles!
All right, you guys. You guys did great, great on that part, so all is forgiven. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2019. I saw some amazing name tags this last weekend in Indianapolis. What have you got for me here, Los Angeles? It's like a cluster right in the middle there of some pretty sweet posters. Spider-John into the Spider-Verse.
John to the Spider-Verse.
John to the Spider-John. Into the Spider-Verse. I read it right, kind of. And then what's that tape to it? Some snacks and some joints. All right. That's really a brazen way to do it. We'll see. We'll see how much my guests like snacks and joints. Because the way you put John on there is not impressive. I mean, look at Space Joe over here. He like colored in the letters with like a different shade of green. And he put some Sour Patch on there. That's pretty smart. The Right Steve. How long have you been running around with that one?
About a year.
About a year?
It doesn't look like it was made today. That's all I'm saying. But it is nice, and I'm glad that you have a name tag that you can go to whenever it's time to come here again. What's this one? Doug and Leslie make a porno, and then you taped a bunch of candy onto it. So I'm in. I'm lured. All right, well, there's a few other ones. There's some good ones, I think. There's another one back there that looks like some Reese's eggs. Yeah, I always like those. But I don't get a pick. It's not going to be up to me. But if it gets down here, I'll eat one. All right, thanks, you guys. Doug plugs Las Vegas this Saturday at 4:20. Doug Loves Movies returns to the Comedy Cellar at the Rio Hotel. Please come if you want me to keep coming back to Vegas. It's my special plea. Doug Loves Movies is back here at UCB Franklin next Tuesday, April 2nd. And we'll be loving movies at Zany's in Nashville on Saturday, April 13th at 4:20. I'm doing stand-up in two places I haven't been to before, Hoover, Alabama on Sunday, April 14th, and Huntsville on Monday, April 15th. For all my dates and deets and links, go to DouglasMovies.com.
That's DouglasMovies.com! Yeah!
It was weird to throw a Wahlberg at the end. Wahlberg! I'll do a couple of dugouts. I want to do a dugout to Elle Fanning. I saw Teen Spirit this afternoon, and she sings real good. And didn't know she could sing. And then dugout to my allergies, because they really, really been super annoying. Yeah, I want my allergies to fuck off. Prize bag. Look at that beautiful pink bag I've been carrying around all day. I had a bunch of stuff to do today, so just everywhere I went, I walk around with this pink bag. And it's got a matching pink thing inside of it. From our friend Harmar Superstar, his band Heartbones. It's a lovely pink sleep mask that says, "This time it's different." Whatever that means. This time I'm going to sleep. A big, really big sippy cup from some show that I saw in New York. Another thing, this is, people give me weed gadgets and stuff all the time. And this is one of those deals where you stick it on your lighter and, or your finger, I guess, but you stick it on your lighter and then you pull it off of your lighter whenever you want to, poke a bowl. Yeah. I mean, I just envision that thing just jamming straight underneath my fingernail and making me very unhappy. So that's why I'm giving that away, because that just seems, that thing just seems fucking dangerous. And then we got a Doug Loves Movies sticker. And oh, this is one of the better prizes I've given away in a while. This is a small packet of Velvet Swing Cannabis Enhanced Sensual Lubricant. Yeah, it's got 20 milligrams of THC and 6.8 milligrams of CBD. And it says, it lists a couple things here. It says it's for romance, that it's designed by women, but fun for everyone. and that it's a cannabis product. So whoever wins tonight, I'd love a report. Love to hear back about what happened. And then I also brought, oh, there's a little button in here. What's this button say on it? It's a cool button that says, "We're fucked." And then I get a lot of these rubber band bracelet thingies from when I'm on rock cruises, especially. I got a lot of them on the 311 cruise. And so I'll put one of those in the bag, but then I'm also going to periodically flick them into the audience for throughout the show so a bunch of people can get them. All that stuff, plus stuff brought by my four guests. Let's get them out here. Please give it up for Amy Siemens, Eli Roth, Matt Bronger, and Dan Van Kirk. Hey, you guys.
let's say hello to everybody individually, starting with my first time guest. Did I? Well, bless you.
Bless you.
Somebody else has an allergy situation. Maybe you're allergic to my allergies. Amy, did I say your last name right?
Simons.
I fucked it up. We'll fix it in post. But then we'll have to take this part out too. It's such a complicated, it's a domino effect. All the changes you have to make. But Amy Simons is your first time on the show. You are starring in the about to be released Pet Sematary remake. Is that the right expression for it?
It's a reinterpretation.
Reinterpretation. I like it. I heard that there are some changes that like there's no pets and no cemetery, but it sounds terrific.
Yeah, it's terms of endearment, really. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you're no stranger to this stage. You used to do improv in this very theater.
It wasn't improv. I wrote some of my stuff.
But, oh, okay.
I did a thing called Machu Picchu here like years ago. Got it. What was that like? I know Matt from it. 10.
Probably like 10 years ago.
10 years ago. Yeah. And it's longer than that. It was when this theater opened. We opened the theater, actually.
Oh, wow.
With a performance.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's been about that long.
But we were really into Japanese game shows. So it was a lot of screaming and accosting the audience and stuff like that. Yeah.
And then you also got a movie coming out with our pal John Lithgow's in it and Molly Shannon. It's about Emily Dickinson. What's it called?
It's called Wild Nights with Emily.
Yeah, that's coming out soon, right?
Yeah, so that comes out August 12th here at the Lemley, and I think a few other theaters. Like, it's rolling out, but it premieres August 12th, so... Pet Sematary.
Wait, August really?
No, not August. April. Where are we?
Some April, A month.
Somewhere, yeah. In time.
Yeah, April. Yeah,
April. Okay. April 5th and then April 12th, Wild Nights.
Yeah, two movies in 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
Super cool.
Thank you. Also joining us today, it's been a little bit since he's been on the show. It's always great to have him. It's Matt Bronger, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It has, man. How's
Not
things?
Much. How about you?
I'm good.
Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And do you have anything do you have two movies coming out this month?
I have three. No offense.
Oh, why would you do that to Amy? It's her
no
first time.
Movies. No, that's incredible. That's awesome, Amy.
So you have zero movies.
That'd be none.
Zero movies coming out.
That'd be a goose egg, sir.
Do you have a thing that you're... I know I just called you up and said, come on down, and you're always, nice to do that, but do you have anything to promote?
Yeah, my new special just came out, finally live in Portland, that I shot in a former porn theater, the Paris. Thank you, yeah. So that's that just came out. That's something else. But yeah, same kind of deal, new hour, shot it in my hometown, and pretty psyched it's finally out, because I did it myself. I hired the crew, director, produced it myself, and then got it hooked up with a distributor and stuff, so it was like went through all those stages you hate to do, but then when you do it, you learn so much more, so I'm psyched that I kind of made it all, so it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good for you.
Hey, buddy.
Eli Roth is here. Congratulations on the success of the House with the Cocks and the Walls.
House of the Cock and Balls.
Cock and Balls.
Jesus. Be correct.
That's Thank fun. You. That's a fun name. And again, you're just here. You don't have something specific to promote, do you?
Well, I always have something. I get.
There's always a Shark Week coming up someday.
There's always a Shark Week. There's a couple of stuff that's in post production, but I have the History of Horror is streaming on Shudder.
Oh, okay.
That all the episodes are on, and then I'm doing a masterclass for the site Fiverr. So if you want to like hear me talk about storytelling, writing, producing, directing, it's on Fiverr.com.
Oh, I'm doing a master cleanse on Fiverr. Turns out.
We should. I'm sorry I bought that too, because it's not fun to watch.
So yeah, that's really about it. I'm just hanging out.
Why did I buy that? I'm gonna get Eli's thing for sure. But.
And you're, is there a chance for another season of History of Horror? Because
we're waiting,
you know,
to hear. Thank you.
So much to talk about.
There was a lot of stuff that we wanted to get into that we didn't get to, and we're pushing. It did great, and people love it. And it is, we're fighting to do it for Halloween 2020. So it wouldn't be for this Halloween. If anything, it would be for next year. But we're waiting to hear from AMC.
Cool. Well, yeah, get Shudder and watch the...
It's so good. Like, I watched every one of them. Like, not to sweat your balls up here, but it was, like, awesome.
No, they're...
Yeah, I was such a fan of it.
Nice and fanned.
No, don't sweat everybody's balls.
It's a biblical expression from the Book of Paul. Don't act like you haven't heard it.
I don't want any balls sweating up here. I'm the only woman, so... Yeah. Do you know Eli and I work together?
I figured you might because I saw that you, follow each other on Twitter.
You saw that?
That's what I meant. Yeah, thank you.
He knows
you.
Amy. I'm such a fanboy of Amy's from her acting and obviously girlfriend experience and everything. But she was so good in a movie that I produced that Ty West wrote and directed called The Sacrament, which is kind of a little scene film, but it's really, really cool. And she's just amazing at it.
That's cool.
But we also work together on Twitter.
The collaboration never ends. And finally on the panel, and not finally, not last, not least, it's Dan Van Kirk.
Hello. Hi, everybody. How you doing, Doug? How's it going, Dan?
I'm doing good. I'm feeling good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many podcasts do you have now?
Two.
Oh, okay.
Three-ish, but two.
Oh, okay.
Two active.
I think you have three.
It's out there.
Because once you have one, you can never say you didn't have that podcast.
That's true. Okay, three.
Yeah, so you have three.
Three.
So we got Dumb People Town.
Mm-hmm.
We got Letters to Rory.
That is a horrible title.
Pen Pals.
Yes.
With you and Rory.
Yes. And then Hindsight, where comedians come on, bring three photos from any chapter of their life. And we just talk about the context of their life when each photo was taken.
Yeah, Matt Bronger's done that.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really fun.
It's a great episode, that one I'm on.
I would agree with that as well. Not to sweat your balls, but it is a very good episode.
Way to pay it forward. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime, brother.
Another great
we
movie.
We get some towels up here and a lot of sweaty balls.
Just a... So sorry.
We got to dry off before we proceed.
All these gross balls.
But let's talk prize bag. Okay. What do you got for the prize bag, Dan?
I brought a... Off the wall, Vans lunchbox. It's something cool that was given to me that I don't have room in my living quarters for. So
yeah, and
someone
else
gets it.
You don't go to work every day with a lunchbox.
Mm-mm. I don't even go to work.
Yeah, your podcast is called Pen Pals. You just go out to the mailbox and
That's
you're done
it.
For the day.
That, you are not entirely wrong.
I like that wall, the bulletin board in the office back there when anybody mm-hmm. that ever performs here ever or yep. some that never set foot in here just have, tacked to the wall these letters that people send where they want you to, sign a picture and send it back. And I got one today.
I saw it on there this weekend when I was here.
I'm always happy when that happens.
Are you hesitant to ever open them?
Why, you think they're going to be full of anthrax?
I don't actually,
shit?
But I get asked this all the time with pen pals. I'm like, no, I don't think
I never even thought about that.
I don't think you need to. You know what? Don't. Don't think about it.
Like little springy daggers are going to shoot out of it or something.
I mean, you'd have to appreciate the execution on
I
that.
Would.
In every way.
I'd appreciate my execution. That's right. Well executed. But yeah, it's just, you just sign the picture and send it back. They make it really easy for you.
That's what it was?
They put a self-addressed stamped envelope in there.
That's what it was?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right.
They created a couple little artsy pictures of me for me to sign.
And you just put it right back?
Yeah.
That's a great little cute thing.
I like it.
Me too.
Somebody send a request to Dan for an autograph and write it to here at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. Franklin Avenue, Los mm-hmm. Angeles.
And if you can get little knives in there, I won't hate you for it.
Or a living scorpion. Aim high, you know?
Ooh.
All right, pass me that box.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Matt?
This is my second album, Shovel Fighter. Thank you. It's white vinyl, which I dug, and it's got a track on here called A Ghost of the Two-Man Party, which is the joke of mine I get asked the most about by college kids, because it's about me and a friend getting drunk in an empty house, and we noticed things kept getting moved around, and we searched the house, each holding a weapon, and opening the door like drunken SWAT team guys, and find nothing or no one, and then decide ghosts are real, and drunk and exhausted decide to go to bed and just say to the ghost, please don't hurt us, we're exhausted. And we went to bed, and the next day we got up and found there was a tiny homeless girl that was just in the house the entire time.
No!
Yeah, and if you haven't heard the joke, that spoils the whole fucking thing. But I think it's perfect that people here that work in and enjoy horror, you know, and make horror, because that is, I get kids, oh, she was fine. But she was just like sitting there like picking her arm, and we're like, you okay? And she got up and left, and then we lost our mind for about 25 years or something. But it was like one of those things I get people like, dude, come on, dude, like cornering me, like, that's for real. I mean, the whole thing about the story was not so much scared of what this poor person was going to do. She only came in to be warm
and things.
Yeah, well, you know, have half a can of Guinness and make a bed on a couch. But yeah, no, that happened.
That's
but
scary.
The scariest thing to me was that I thank God or whatever is out there every day is that we didn't find her. Because I had
finding.
I had a frying pan. Oh, and I was hammered. Yeah. I'd smoked all the weed in Portland, Oregon. We had a pan. I had a frying pan, and my friend had a bat. And my friend saw me tell the story. My childhood friend, who I don't see that often. And he was like, no. After the show, he's like, I had a machete, man.
Whoa! Like,
oh my God, that's right.
Those don't even work on ghosts.
No, they don't. So, that's my prize.
Yeah,
this album.
Pass it over. Yep. Slide it down like an old timey bar in a western.
I'm sorry, you guys sound like the villains in that story.
Yeah, but that went on purpose. They didn't even know they were the villains.
There's nothing worse than drunk white guys.
That's true.
That's okay, the worst villain there is.
Yeah.
Amy. Ruben. What do you got for us?
I'm
excited about this.
Okay, so I have a bunch of Pet Sematary swag.
Yeah.
A t-shirt.
I call dibs on the shirt.
Awesome. What's your dead cat in there?
That one? There's a dead cat in there. And Pet Sematary pin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I like all this. I'm jazzed about this.
I am in this picture, guys, though. Hey.
That's neat.
Yeah. Thanks, Doug. And a flashlight.
In case there's a homeless ghost in your house.
In case there's a homeless little girl. Yeah, in your house. Yeah.
Well, the homeless kids, they will rearrange stuff because they like feng shui.
I was really confused by that when it came.
So it's a Pet Sematary flashlight?
Yeah, it's got pets. It says.
But like a horror movie flashlight. So does it stop working right when you need it?
And it's small because it's a pet cemetery for the small graves.
Yeah.
All the small pets and babies.
Yeah. It just came.
He buries his
kid.
Guys. I mean, come on.
We
all know the story. Not even a baby.
Spoiler.
It's a young boy.
Yep.
And then also, this is a very personal gift. My assistant is here. She painted this. I have painting parties, and she painted this really fucked up thing, which is Jesus getting poked by somebody. And it says Supreme. Alex, that's for you.
For the listener at home, it looks like one of those sign spinner people on the sidewalk is spinning a Supreme sign while fucking with Jesus.
Also, by Alex, so you know, she's my writing assistant, and I hire fucked up people to write for me. So
we should say that he's poking Jesus with a stick. Just the expression poking Jesus was a little
Is that like the biblical story of the centurion that stabbed him so he would die faster?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. You went to Catholic school,
yeah.
Jesus also looks like a dog. In this,
Jesus does,
yeah, Jesus
like
is a dog. That's a dog.
It is a dog.
It is a dog.
It's a happy cartoon dog. Okay, now it's a fun painting.
Well, you know, Jesus backward is dog. So I'm not good at religious stuff.
That's
yeah,
all for
you
today.
Are. Yeah,
all
you are, Doug.
What do you got, Eli?
I brought a, for all the children out there, a The House with a Clock in Its Walls Blu-ray DVD combo, and I wrote on it, "You are a winner."
Nice. Oh, that's very sweet.
And the movie you'll probably really want to watch, which is Lucio Fulci's Zombie 4K Restoration. Ooh. Which is an awesome new transfer.
Oh, neat.
It's a beautiful transfer. You can see all the gore and the gru in Tisa Farrow's face. It's pretty. And when especially when the splinter goes through the eye, the detail's magnificent.
All right, well, I'll hang on to that one.
Yeah, I thought you might.
Because I don't like to distribute nightmares.
But everyone's stories remind me, I did have something else to promote. Although I don't know if this counts as something to promote, but I got my first death threat today from a fan.
What?
Yeah, I can read it. It was some like girl was kind of stalking me on Instagram, like reading like really like insane messages, like, and so I blocked her, and I don't know how, but somehow these messages start appearing in WhatsApp.
It was me
on her cell phone. It was you. It was you. Aw, Amy. And she wrote, and then so I had to look at her messages to block her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which I was like, is there a way to block her without her letting, like, see that I've read it? And like, nope, you got to go to the thing. So then she goes to my regular phone. I woke up this morning and it was like, but the pages, blah, blah, blah. What if, wouldn't it be funny if I just got on a plane to LA and went and visited a horror movie director? Because I should be your wife, and I'm so in love with you that I kill you. Wouldn't that be a great story? And I was like, hi. And I Googled FBI phone number. So, I don't know. I don't know if it counts as promoting it, but I feel sort of safer talking about it now. Because then if she does come back, then the police would be like, remember you talked about that on Doug Loves Movies?
Yeah.
And everyone will listen to Doug Loves Movies episode that I was on when I was alive.
Oh, I mean, that'll be great for me and my show. I'd appreciate...
So
I'd appreciate if this lady had some follow through, because this will be really fun, creepy listening after the fact.
Episode, yeah.
After you get that letter full of daggers.
It was like it was literally like the first misery like letter that I got. It's Annie Wilkes, but from Dubai, thankfully. Yeah. So on that note, let's have a fun show, because it might be my last.
Eli, don't say that. Fly from Dubai is what? 16 hours. You got some time. You got, we'll be okay.
I mean, she'll let you know when she's on her way, right? Oh, no, you blocked her.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, I shit. Her. Yeah, you got to keep your enemies close, dude.
I didn't realize that.
Keep
block...
your enemies on DM.
Maybe I should unblock her.
Yeah, I don't know. That's that could be that the blocking could have been the final straw for her.
Tell her if she's really ever on her way to just mail a letter to UCB to let you know she's coming. She might do it.
What was the last movie you saw, Dan? I'm going to ask everybody that question, but Dan knew it was coming, so I hit him with it first.
Skyscraper.
Really?
Yep.
Were you on a plane or a hostage?
No,
did they wake you watch it over and over again?
I had an hour and a half to kill, and HBO Go was working, so
go.
I saw it. It's kind of predictable.
Kinda?
No, I knew everything that was going to happen before it happened, but it's exactly what you think it's going to be, and usually that's all you want from a movie. Like, at least you want that to be. Be what I think you're going to be.
Yes. Meet an expectation.
Yeah. And it it met that expectation of be exactly what I think you're going to be.
Okay.
There's a skyscraper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it scrapes the skies.
Yeah. And The Rock has to defend it.
I still think Rampage should have been called...
the skyscraper.
At no. times he does.
Well, he kind of, yeah. It's kind of a... He's kind of against it, I guess. But... Mm-hmm.
We want Rampage?
Rampage should have been called Monkey.
Why?
Because Skyscraper wasn't called I'm Mad or I want to... You know what I mean? It wasn't other
fair.
Words. Yeah,
that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, it was serviceable.
All right. Well, everybody, just don't race out to see it. If it's in your eyes, go ahead and look. What do you got for us, Matt? What was the last movie you saw?
I saw Us over the weekend. Yeah. Amazing.
That movie, there's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just you know, jump scare movie. It's like it's full of Easter eggs, which is interesting because whenever a character steps on one, it cracks, and then everybody looks at them and they know they're there.
Yeah, like, exactly. That's, you know, they had like
There's no Easter eggs in Quiet Place because you know, you step on an Easter egg, and, you know,
the
monster's going to get you.
I hated they cut the Easter egg hunt scene from Quiet Place from when the aliens first got there. You know, and they realized they reacted to sound, and then one kid was like, and then wiped them all out. But director showed it to me. I thought it was transcendent. But no, Us was awesome. It was incredibly ambitious, I thought, because it really it left all these trails that I keep thinking about, and it was I thought it was an awesome horror movie, and the performances were fantastic, and it's one of those things where I used to go to the Oregon coast as a kid with my parents, and like all the houses back then were all shambly and shitty, and you'd stay in one that, you know, like a bunch of families get together and rent, you know, the houses, and we like go outside and like look in the window, you know, and fuck with each other, like everyone's playing like Uno or something. One kid would run outside and just put his face in the window and you'd lose your mind. And so I always had that built, something about like a house near the water at night kind of freaks me out anyway, just the fact they're in that house, then there's a family in the driveway. I was like, fuck. So it kind of was one of those movies that kind of touched. I love scary movies that kind of pull something from when you were scared or something when you were a kid.
Yeah.
In a sense. So
I was scared of Hands Across America when I was a kid.
Fucking A.
Terrifying.
I was just like,
I was like, they really going to do this
shit?
Yeah,
I was like a little kid. I was thinking like trucks are going to drive through it. I was like, you got to let go.
No, I was so certain that Hands Across America, someone's going to be like, I'm putting a toaster in the tub. Fucking everyone.
Get everybody.
Even scary.
Executed the whole fucking world.
Whoa.
Guys, just one fucking asshole wants to put his hand in a fucking toaster and put it in a tub. Some fucking guy's going to do that. I was like, I'm not going to be fooled by these fuckers, man. You're not going to get electrocuted from some asshole in Minnesota.
You look down and
think it's fucking funny to throw a toaster in a tub with his foot in it.
I think they let people wear mittens if they wanted to.
The guy next to you, your hand buddy, onto your right, has like, you look down and there's a wire just wrapped around his penis that's out of his pants, and it goes into a house, and there's someone sitting there putting it to a car battery right then. No one had that dream but me. I will now.
I'm so glad I'm part of this.
What was the last movie you saw, Amy?
Well, can I say Elizabeth Holmes? The documentary.
Oh,
the inventor.
Oh, of course. Yeah. What's that thing called?
Because it inspired my wardrobe for tonight. Yeah.
You're dressed like her?
Come on, man.
Oh, I don't know. I keep hearing about her, but I don't really. I haven't locked
Wait,
in
what?
Yet.
What? Really?
I don't really know about it yet.
Oh my God.
I heard she's weird.
Oh my God. We all need her in our lives. I'm just saying, we have Elon Musk. We need Elizabeth Holmes too. Cause you kind of need them crazy people to like start some shit, right?
But to start a company that's ripping people off, that
they're
gonna get fast.
So the Hyperloop ain't proven
billions.
Yet.
Oh boy.
So you came out of this documentary being like, she's a hero to you?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, listen, do you understand how many investors she... Okay, so her and Anna Delvey, I am pulling out of prison and making them a producer of my movies. Because them bitches can raise money like motherfuckers. Come on.
And they don't care about making it back. That's
no, I don't care about making it back. He knows what I'm talking
they're
about.
They're good to just lose billions of dollars.
They also won't care about making the movie.
They don't care about making the thing. We're just going to go party. It's like Fire Island all over the place. Me and
Fire Island or Fire
the producers.
Fire Island. Whatever. I'm going to make a Fire Island.
Fire Island was not a disaster. No. It was fun. Yeah. Right, fellas? Come on, guys.
In the idea, in the dream
sure.
of it. Yes. Yeah. So I watched that. She's pretty good, though.
Would you like to play her in a movie or a sketch or something?
I just like to play her in life. I mean, she kind of won. Like, I mean, aside from the prison shit, but like.
It is one for the L column right there, the prison part.
Like, she billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I really missed the boat on this story. I should just watch the documentary and get all caught up.
You should get it caught up. I can talk about narrative stuff, but I'm just really caught up by her.
I heard that HBO Go works. What?
She's like the Bernie Madoff of the tech world. Like, she made like billions. None of it worked.
Yeah, yeah. Neat.
What have you done?
I've made billions of podcast episodes. Eli, what was the last movie you saw?
Chud, obviously.
What? Because you saw us and you're like, I gotta revisit Chud?
Correct.
Nice. Yeah, because Chud is on this shelf in the house in the beginning of the movie, right?
And they are cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. And I was like, I need to go back to Chud to see like the parallels between the two movies.
Right, because it's like us is like Chud, but more about poverty.
It's like a socially conscious reboot of Chud.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Chud was sort of like that. Wasn't that sort of like weren't the lead characters like kind of arguing that this is an ecological problem?
The military's been dumping, contaminated, hazardous urban dumping is what Chud really stands for. Not cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers. That's when Daniel Stern and John Hurd and Kim Grist learn what the government is up to. And it is terrible. Let me tell you, these Chuds are... You cannot stop a Chud very easily. You need like a machete to stop a Chud. And it's got to do its little neck extension. But they'll fucking infect you and turn you... You'll grow fangs. You don't want to mess with a Chud.
All right. It's a perfect time to revisit Chud, everybody. Check it out again. And this is also the perfect time for me to say, let the games begin! People made name tags, Amy, and your job at this point is to select one that speaks to you, one that you like for whatever reason. Each one of you is going to pick one name tag from the audience. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, don't forget, I'm coming to Vegas this weekend. I know you guys are sick of hearing about it, but please, if you're in the Las Vegas area, if you're in the Valley of Nevada, come on down and see Doug Loves Movies this Saturday at the Rio Hotel, the Comedy Cellar, 420. Three great guests, three of my favorite people to get high with, are going to be guests on that show this Saturday in Las Vegas. Did I say Las Vegas? Las Vegas. Back to the show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. And it looks like Amy's really happy with her her selection. What do you got, Dan? Yours is big.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
This is the guy I was talking to at the beginning. Really clever wordplay on this one. His excuse is he couldn't find a Dawn of the Dead poster, because that would have been, John of the Dead would have been much slicker.
Oh, okay. It is Spider John, Into the Spider-Verse. Okay. I really liked the movie, and I liked all the accoutrements. Save me one of them. Save me one of them. It's got extra stuff on it. Sour Patch Kids, Doritos, and cannabis.
Yeah, this looks good.
I know.
Gold Leaf Industries.
That's a shell company created by Elizabeth Holmes.
Who are you playing for, Matt?
The good, the Matt, and the other.
Just a good coincidence. You're not the Matt he's speaking of. He's Matt.
Not at all.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things. He's like way over there and just kind of had this little thing. And I was like, you. I've been there.
Amy, what do you got?
I've got Doug Benson, the Dog Dave Afternoon. Sorry, it's a little heavy. It's really good, guys. Yeah.
I'm replaced Al Pacino in Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Really
excited
to rob a bank. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, hey,
one of my favorite movies. I gotta say, it's one of my favorite movies.
Annika!
Do it. Keep going. Do you want to keep going?
No, but that's what he said in the movie.
I feel like you want to keep going.
You're playing that character. You're like, we're gonna get that sex change. Yeah, yeah,
let's get it. Yeah. Chopper's incoming. Who cares?
That's so good.
So excited to rob a bank.
So in August 1972, he robbed a bank in New York. 250 movies, eight bowls, and 2,000 onlookers will never forget what took place. Doug Benson, Dog Dave Afternoon.
Good job, Dave.
Way to go, Dave.
And do you like Tito's and Reese's?
Reese's eggs? I'm going to drink the Tito's now.
Really?
You can?
I love that.
I know I can.
Yeah.
I don't have to ask your permission.
You don't have to. Just so you just have to ask the state of California if it's okay to drink. I think you can. I know people in the audience here bring in, like, you know, cans of beer in bags.
But drinking can cause ghosts, as we know.
It really true. Can. Drinking is one of the leading.
Said that. Be careful.
Thank you, man.
Ghosts.
Be careful.
It's a real problem.
It's one of the side effects of drinking, ghosts and machetes.
What do you have, Eli?
I'm playing for Hard Candace. And I like this one because I think Hard Candy's a good reference. And I sort of love your pedophile face. You're like, wait, she has a bear trap? What? I wasn't expecting a bear trap.
Yeah.
This wasn't what I signed up
That's
for.
That's a complication I won't enjoy.
That's going to be awful.
Yeah.
A bear trap. Come on.
And then the stars of the movie are Doug Benson and then my wife.
Yeah. Great actor.
And Sandra Oh.
So quite a
two
cast.
Two bowls up.
I'm excited. All right, well, there you go. That's who you guys are all playing for. Now we're going to play some games to determine which one of you is the winner, and then all the prizes go to that person. Does that make sense, Amy?
Oh, my God, you're eating all the eggs immediately.
Bet some returns of feet.
Go at them, yeah.
Reese's eggs are no joke, man. They're so
They're
good.
They're so good.
It's Easter time, man.
Yeah, and the other day I had a big Reese's Easter bunny, but it was just chocolate. There's no peanut butter in it. Thank you. Thank you, Eli. All right, this first game we're going to play is called Characters Welcome. And basically how this works is I'm going to list the characters in the end titles in the credits of a motion picture, just random weird character names that pop up, and you all guess what movie it is, and the first person who gets it right wins the game. Make sense?
Yep.
That guy in the Jimmy Buffett shirt over there seems like he needs a peace and love bracelet. Oh, really shy on that, but you can reach down and pick it up. Thank you. Oh, in his hand. Got it.
Nice.
We did it. All right. You can guess as often as you like. Don't forget. Any pre-guesses?
Cocoon.
Sandra Chud. Bullock.
Hitch.
Chud is a good pre-guess. All right, none of those are right. This movie has a character named Lady Reporter.
Die Hard 2.
Oh, I was going to just Die Hard.
There's a character named Roger Breakstone.
Network.
Superman.
Halloween.
There's someone called Professor.
Animal House.
Real genius.
There is a someone named Banner Man.
Shame.
I don't think he puts up banners. I think that's his last name.
Banner Man?
Dark Man.
Sure it's not the Hulk? Banner Man.
I'm sure.
That's a great fucking joke.
Yeah.
That was a very good joke.
I'm on one per show.
I think Sam Elliott says the line, too.
Banner Man.
Banner Man.
Banner Man. He's a problem. We got to do something about Banner Man.
Don't make me
fucking Banner Man.
Banner Man. Banner Man. Bannerman. That's what's for dinner. Damn right I sold our dad's property. Damn right I didn't. You don't even wear your earplugs.
The body washed away in the river. That's why I'm moving posters on.
Sold it to Bannerman.
That reindeer can fly.
Let me lift up my mustache so you can hear what I'm saying.
Why?
Hey, how's it going?
I feel like I have PTSD right now.
Wyatt, we're going to kill Powers Booth. Come on.
Southern comfort.
There's a character named... Oh, incorrect. There's a character named Joe Camber.
Okay.
There's a Steve Kemp.
Kindergarten Cop.
Ted Trenton.
Airborne.
Revenge of the Nerds 3.
Vic Trenton.
Oh, Backdraft.
You, the way you said it, I was like, he knows it.
I can sell it well, but I don't know shit.
Backdraft 2, did you chuck that door again?
Volcano.
Don't just open it.
Dante's Peak.
Beverly Hills Cops.
Deep Impact.
Donna Trenton.
The Trenton Family Secret.
Escape from Trent Mountain.
Whole lot of Trentons going on.
If the hills have eyes.
The Trentons do have a problem in,
the
this,
verdict.
In this movie. I'll tell you, it's a serious problem these Trentons have.
Alien versus Treditor.
And the problem...
Trenton goes down.
Come on.
The problem is with the title character, so I'm about to say the title.
Okay.
Chud 2, the Trentons.
So whoever repeats it back the quickest wins. Because it's Cujo.
Cujo.
I was close with
amazing.
Chud.
And that is how you
get it done.
That's right.
I got to say I was close with Chud and Cujo.
Yeah, no, you did a great job.
Wait, Ron Cujo or Steve Cujo?
Cujo the doggy. The poor misunderstood to Cujo. Oh, that was a good catch. Yeah.
He just had rabies.
What's that?
He just had rabies.
Yeah, but, you know, he was normally a nice dog, and then he started trying to eat people.
But maybe, do you
with
sympathize?
Rabies.
Do you sympathize because you were in also in a Stephen King possessed evil pet movie too?
Yeah, I mean.
That's why I picked that, because I'm also a tribute to Pet Sematary and your work in it.
I also love crazy people, so my threshold for like loving the dark side is a little deep. So, yeah. So I welcome rabies dogs into my house.
Don't. That's a slippery.
That's
slope.
Why I'm sitting on the stage with you guys right now.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. Well, Dan won that one. So this next game, Dan gets to go first, and then we'll go to Matt and Amy and Eli. And it's a little game called "Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?" Where I say a tagline from a motion picture, I'll go to you each individually, and if one person doesn't get it, the next person gets a chance. And you just guess what movie had that tagline in its advertising or, you know, on the poster. The great Larry Cohen had that awesome tagline for the It's Alive. There's only one thing wrong with the Davis baby. It's alive.
It's alive.
I love that.
He's
so.
The best, Larry.
R.I.P. All right, Dan.
Yes.
Here's the first one.
Okay.
And also, themes a theme will emerge.
Mm-hmm.
Almost always. This first tagline is companion, protector, killer. What do you think it is, Dan?
Cujo?
No, Matt. Fuck. Companion, protector, killer.
Yentl.
No, Amy, companion, protector,
Fitz.
Killer.
Mommy dearest?
It's the worst campaign for a condom I've ever heard.
Oh! But we're talking about it.
Yeah. What was your guess, Amy?
It was mommy dearest.
Oh, that is a great guess. She really was all those things and more. Eli, do you have a want to take a shot at it?
Turner and Hooch.
Oh,
nice.
I mean, he doesn't. I mean, he gets killed.
Spoiler alert.
Or he sees a murder and solves it.
Like the Dream Team.
Yeah, they solve the murder with his drool. Man's Best Friend is the name of that motion picture, the companion protector killer from 1993. Did you ever see that one, Eli?
I never saw it. Yeah. I remember it, though.
It's a crazy dog movie, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like a robot dog? Seriously asking.
No, I think it might be. You're thinking of Chomps.
You're thinking of Chopping Mall or Robot Jocks.
Okay.
You're thinking about a lot of things.
All the time.
All wrong.
No, I'm not.
All right. Dan gets to go first on this next one.
Sweet.
What movie's tagline was, bad to the bone?
Mm-hmm. Air Bud?
Air Bud's a good dog.
For the listener, Matt just whispered to me, I had the same dumb thought. And that's and that's why we're friends.
Same dumb wavelength.
This is where we live.
What do you think, Matt?
Some dog movie. Dog Cop.
Oh, that's
Amy.
I'm at a loss for the title, but what's that Snoop Dogg one where he comes back as a ghost? Did anyone see that? Bones.
Bones. That's right.
Yeah,
Bones.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go with Bones?
Yeah.
No. The tagline would be bad to the bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Eli?
Didn't he say he was on a supernatural high? Like in that movie? He was
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
He like glowed or something?
Yeah.
Was it K-9 with Jim Belushi?
That's what I was going to guess.
Oh, that is a good one. No, it was from 1996, 101 Dalmatians.
Whoa. That's real loose.
Yeah. All right, Dan, you're up again.
Okay.
Live large. That's the tagline.
Okay.
Live large.
Clifford the Big Red Dog.
That hit somebody in the head? No.
Damn it.
Is that even a movie?
I don't know, but I know Clifford is, but it's entirely different.
I think it's a book and a TV show.
Okay. I didn't know if they ever did a movie.
I don't think they did.
Oh, now I know what it is. I can tell you, man. But I won't.
Oh, give him your other dumb answer.
No, I know what it is. I really know what it is.
Okay.
Man, I know what it is. Get on my dumb wavelength. No, I gotta earn my failure.
I know, I'm saying if I don't
He's
tell
saying
you,
just read his mind.
Disorderlies.
No!
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
No, Eli, you know what it is, don't you?
Yep. Eli, we're on
Amy,
the same
it's
dumb
Amy's
wavelength.
It's turn now.
That was what I was thinking.
What do you think? You do think it's Disorderlies?
That's what I thought. That's what I was. That was the thing. I was trying to think of the title, but I was thinking it was Disorderly.
Starring the Fat Boys.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And Ralph Bellamy in his final performance.
Yeah.
Going from His Girl Friday, working with Howard Hawks, you end your career on the Fat Boys. And scene.
What's your guess, Eli?
Beethoven.
Oh, what do you think, Dan?
Beethoven.
That was the one you decided
yes.
it was?
Yes.
You know who else is large? And a dog? Marmaduke. Yeah, this is great. I love how this
dog
is going.
Dog movies and their advertising campaigns.
We're terrible.
It's so
weird how
no.
few kid hard. Dog movies from the 90s we saw.
Here we go, Dan.
Okay, let's do it again.
Be afraid. Be kind of afraid.
Be kind of afraid.
Be afraid. Kind of afraid. Be kind of afraid. Yeah. Scooby-Doo.
That's right.
Boom! Yes!
And that is how you
get it done.
Whoa. There's some guy that has a following here.
He's been around a while.
Which guy is it?
It's Eli, actually.
You guys tell me. Everyone knows what you're doing.
All right, Matt, you got to try to get on the board here. Dan's got a point.
All right.
And Matt, you get to go first on this one.
No whammies.
The tagline is, but not all dogs stay there.
All dogs go to heaven.
That's right.
Yes! Oh,
thank you for that underhanded volleyball you tossed my bat.
Puff.
Holy shit, thank God for T-ball stands.
All right, Amy, here's a new one.
Be easy on me.
Who let the dog out?
Hoot.
Yeah, who let the dog out?
I don't know. They're from the Bahamas that sing that song. That's all I know. Benji?
Hey, Benji got let out right away. Eli?
Milo and Otis.
Yeah, who let the dog out? This is not easy.
Yeah.
Dogma?
That would be a pretty great tagline for that movie. But also predate the Baja Men song.
Dog Day Afternoon, obviously. It was Dog Day Afternoon.
Dog Days?
No, that was the tagline for Cujo.
Shut up.
It's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. All right, Matt's turn. What movie had the tagline, "Who let the dog in?"
Shut the fuck up. Are you serious? God damn it.
I apologize. It's "Who let the dogs in," but that was just too funny to say the same thing again. Okay. Who let the dogs in?
Hold on.
Who let the dogs in?
Wasn't there 102 Dalmatians?
Mm-hmm.
I'll do 102 Dalmatians. Mm-mm. Shit. Why not?
Amy. Oh, God. Who let the dogs in?
I have an idea.
Real?
I think it's like a real question.
Oh, God. God, that's terrible. I don't know. 10 things I hate about you. Sorry, I can't think of anything.
Eli?
Hotel for Dog?
That's right!
Yes. Once you said it correct,
Which brings me to, I want to pitch to you, Eli. When are you going to get around to doing Hostel for Dogs?
Can I tell you, every time there's the Change the Kids movie, I've been pitched Hostel for Dogs.
Oh my God.
But I still want to make Bear Witness first.
Oh.
Which is like my Turner and Hooch about a bear who witnesses a mob hit. And
I'm in.
And
take my money.
And Tim Allen's just got to keep him there. And it's like, just don't make a mess. And like the housekeeper's like, what? And then Bear Witness 2, Kangaroo Court, is like, order in the court. And the kangaroo punches. I have a whole world of these.
I love it.
Yeah. NASCAR dog. Who's driving the car? Farmageddon. I have like 50 movies of bad movies. A nun that becomes like, gets super genius called None the Wiser. I have like endless posters in my head for like horrible VHS cassettes I wish I owned. I just wanna, yeah. Smart Cookies, Tim Allen has to get a Girl Scout troop.
Why is it always Tim Allen?
Because it's like, perfect.
He's got to prove to his boss that he's responsible.
Yes.
And he teaches the kids like how to argue down credit card charges.
You should start a whole pun reduction company.
Teaches them how to smoke. Just, you know. Anyways.
All right, we have a three-way tie between Eli and Dan and Matt. I'm sorry, Amy.
It's fine.
We still have one other game, so you're not out completely. But this next one, since there's a three-way tie between you guys, I'm going to say the next one. And the first person who says the answer will win this whole game. You should know it right away.
Okay.
The electrifying dog is back from the grave.
For Frank and Weenie.
That's it.
Wow. Guys, nice. That is how you...
Oh, I love you all.
For Frank and Weenie.
Yeah.
For Frank and Weenie. All right, Dan gets to go first in our final game tonight, but this is the one for all the prizes. Yeah, do you want to take another bite of Reese's or take another shot off your Tito's? You didn't even drink your Tito's?
I didn't even drink it. I was gonna give it to somebody else, but yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm kind of.
Chuck it into the crowd.
Toss it, maybe.
It's gonna to hit somebody in the head and then I'll feel really bad.
Is it really glass?
It's not plasticky? Yeah, it's pretty glassy.
Okay.
Then we'd have to bury them in the pet cemetery and bring them back.
Let's play Last Man Stanton. This game is a game where we take turns naming movies that someone's been in, and I'll get a name of an actor or actress from someone in the audience, a pre-selected audience member. And then if you can't think of one, you're out. But each of you has a lifeline. I like to play along in this game. But each of you has a lifeline. You can go to your name tag person one time for help. Say, please help me.
Oh, cool. Great. Yeah,
I recommend you do it early and not often. Where is Aloha La Candy 1?
Up here.
Hi.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
What's your actual name?
Candy.
Candy. Oh, okay. And you live in L.A. or something?
Yeah, Pasadena.
So what's, and you just like the word Aloha? There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Grew up in Hawaii, moved to L.A. Her name's Candy, and she's one person. That's all in her handle. She got a lot of information in that. She doesn't even need a bio.
I just signed up to be able to find out who's coming to the show.
You just signed up to get, when I hint at who's going to be here?
Yeah.
Did it work? Did your name tag get picked?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
It's up here?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay. Well, you know, it's still, we're all going to play with whatever name you say. I don't think you could necessarily pick a name that would, you know, be easier for Eli. What's that?
It's an odd one.
It's odd one?
He hasn't made a movie in a while.
It's someone who hasn't made a movie in a while? Is it a book writer?
He has a lot of movies under his belt.
A lot of belt movies.
Yeah.
A lot of Rocky films. Okay, well, give it to us. We'll see what we'll see what happens.
Christian Slater.
Okay.
Romance.
I mean,
just go.
I go in order. Yeah, you got to go in order, but also Christian Slater. Come on.
Christian.
I mean, he's, you know, I like Christian Slater as much as the next person, but that's, you know, the game's gonna be over pretty fast. If we just do Christian Slater, but we also don't have a ton of time. Let me see really quickly here. No one else in the audience reached out to me ahead of time, so let me see if we can do a real-time thing right now where I'm just going to say quick, name an actor on Twitter. On Twitter.
Get your phone out.
Yeah. You jerk. Quick, name an actor, which is just a good tweet in general, because people like to participate, and I bet you people will be able to do so. All right. I wrote name an actor, question mark. That's not what I want. I want to just have an actor.
Someone's going to write, yeah, Doug, you should.
Yeah. All right, here we go. It's tweeted. This is so exciting. The first response we get, we will use in this game, in addition to Christian Slater. We'll play both names.
There's so many people on their phones right now.
I mean, we'll know if it's one of those guys because we heard them already say what they wanted us to to do, you know. So I'm just going to refresh until somebody actually does it. Oh, we already got two.
Probably from the first and second row.
Holy shit. I've already got like six names. One of them's Doug Benson. That's stupid. But I'm just going to go with the very first one I got.
Christian Slater.
I mean, that would be the best thing that ever happened.
Double Slater is very, very hard to do.
Actually, I can't go with the first one because it's just like, it's ridiculous. We'll be here all night. But I'm going to go with the second one, which is WF Dave suggested Benicio Del Toro. Yeah, the first one was Tom Hanks, and that's silly. Plus, nobody could beat me on Tom Hanks, except for maybe Dave or Dan.
Mm-mm. I doubt it.
My friend Dave Dan. Benicio! Okay, so it's those people. You can go to Lifeline once. Let's rip through this. Dan.
Sicario.
Okay. I'll go Usual Suspects. Eli.
Sicario 2, Dia del Soldado.
Oh my God, you're such a show off. You know how to say Dia del Soldado.
We're doing
yeah, both. Either one of those actors, Christian Slater or Benicio. What do you got, Amy?
Oh, pump up the volume.
Yeah, let's do it.
Wolfman.
What?
Benicio.
Was in Wolfman? Oh, yeah. He had his own Wolfman. He was Wolfman.
Well, it was called Benicio's Wolfman.
Yeah. Benicio is Wolfman. Dan.
True Romance.
Oh, nice. I like it. All right, I'm going to go with Heathers.
Nice.
Eli.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Ooh, that's very good. Very good. That's very good.
Fuck, you made it.
Sometimes I dabble in voices, and that's very good.
Yeah, that one really.
You sure should be behind the camera, Eli. I don't know,
Amy. You could change all that.
Amy.
Usual Suspects.
I said that one second.
God damn you. Yeah. Motorcycle Diaries.
Oh, okay. No one else would have said that. Matt.
Cuffs.
Yeah. Wow. Spell it.
K-U-F-F-S.
George Cuffs.
Cuffs.
There you have it. She's preggers. There's a turkey.
I'm quoting Cuffs, yes.
Wait, we'll get an impression every time you actually know a line from the movie?
Heck yeah.
It's turkey, and now it's preggers. In the street. Yeah, she's preggers.
Like
Mila Jovovich.
Yeah.
Doing a little dance.
Before she had to kill all those zombies. Amy.
Oh, fuck, man.
Wait, no, it's me.
Oh, wait, who is it? Where?
It's me.
Oh, he was just doing impressions. I thought he was. Oh.
Dan.
Interview with a Vampire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very good. Is it me again now? Is that the way we're going?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Wife. He's a reporter in that one, too. I'll leave you alone on this plane, or whatever he says to her. Sorry to bother you on a plane. Eli?
Murder in the First.
The First. The First. Oh, what was that one that he did? Anyway, Amy.
Is it okay to say Mr. Robot? Can I just do it?
You could say it, but it doesn't qualify as an answer because it's a TV program.
You guys are bullshit.
But you can go to your lifeline.
We are in the age of cinema and television.
We really are. It's okay, good. The lines are getting blurred all the time.
Yeah, whatever. But you should put it down.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. I'm not going to count it, but I'm going to write it down. do you want to go to your lifeline?
It was my past.
Do you want to ask Dave?
Yeah, buddy.
What do you got, Dave?
Snatch.
That's good.
Snatch. Listen, Dave. Respect this wonderful entertainer.
Yeah, man. She's the only woman
up
here, dude.
You can't sit out there fucking yelling out snatch at nice
rough.
Ladies.
A little rough, dude.
Do you want to play the game or not? Do you want to go with that one, Amy?
I'll go with my snatch, yeah.
Yes. Snatch it up. Snatch you, Pichu. Matt?
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Good one. Oh, mother. Dan?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
You mother grabber. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this really opens up a can of worms,
doesn't
it? Yeah,
it does. It does big time.
Yeah. Eli?
I'll close it with Untamed Heart.
That might be my favorite Christian Slater movie.
He has a baboon heart.
Yeah.
Only Marissa Tomei can nurse him to health.
It's true.
Tony Bills.
The movie was originally called Baboon Heart.
From the director of My Bodyguard. Oh.
Untamed Heart. Oh. Okay. Did anything that happened after your last answer, Amy, help you to think of another one?
I'm at a loss right now.
Okay.
But you
Thank
guys
you
can
for
keep
being
going.
Here and for being
Yeah,
great.
I'm just
going
to be passive like great. All good women should be. That was a
this
joke,
show is,
Doug.
Oh, okay. Matt?
Was that an Elizabeth Holmes quote?
Yeah. That's what, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like all women should be. It's about her voice, Timber.
She cuts down trees.
I'm gonna ask for my lifeline from Matt over here.
Oh, here we go. Matt on Matt action.
Gleaming the cube.
Gleaming nice! The motherfucking nice! Cube.
That's my man right there.
That was
good
a good
job.
One.
Oh, skate classic.
Yeah. Dan?
Avengers Infinity War?
Yeah. Avengers Infinity War. What was that one where he was in the bonus scene at the end of something? Mm-hmm. Captain America Winter Soldier.
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
But you're right.
It was fun, though.
Now you're just making up shit.
There's one that he's in the final scene, but I'm going to go to Eli. Oh my
God. Broken Arrow.
Oh!
Nice.
I was sitting on that.
Still with the Slaters. Matt?
Swimming with Sharks.
Oh, that's right. Benicio del Toro. That's
assistant.
Early Benicio.
He was,
yeah.
Assistant. He was the assistant before mm-hmm. the dude was working for Spacey's mm-hmm. character.
I mean, we're not allowed to talk about
how
Kevin
the
Spacey
fuck
anymore.
I thought
but
of that. You'll never see that again from me on this show.
You think Eli would have got the shark movie?
It's true. It's sad.
Dan?
The Way of the Gun.
Oh, another nice pull for Benicio. Eli's really thinking about it. It's your turn. I'm out.
Oh, you're out. I'm going to use my lifeline.
That Winter Soldier thing.
Legend of Billie Jean.
The Legend of Billie Jean. All the Slaters were in that one.
Helen Slater, Christian Slater.
Oh, my yeah. God. I'm wow. so yeah. ashamed wow. right now.
I think she wins.
That was
the whole
full
year.
Slater. That
Slater,
movie.
Shame.
Yeah, okay. See so we're going Slater. The Legend of Billie Jean. Great song, Pat Benatar. Matt?
Oh, man. I don't think I have anything.
Don't beat yourself up like that.
No, I'm just...
You've got a wonderful life.
I'm out. I'm not going to waste anyone's time. Thanks. It's been good.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
Dan, do you want to...
use my lifeline?
If you want.
Spider John, what do you got?
Spider John... 3,000 miles to Graceland, he says.
Okay.
That's got Slater in it. Is he dressed like Elvis, too? Stupid.
Thanks, bud. You were bad at your name tag, but you picked a movie I love.
Remember when I said Motorcycle Diaries? Mm-hmm. He's not in that movie.
I know, but...
He's in Che, but same guy. Okay.
Whoa. Amy, would you like a job with the corrections department? Because
that's my self-critic.
Why did it take you that long?
Correcting myself.
Oh, wait. You're the one that said the wrong
I'm
one?
I'm the one that said it.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I said over the top. Neither one of those guys are in there.
They should have been together.
Well, this is interesting. Let's see what Eli does now.
Well, that's got to be Che Part 2. If I can explain the two movies.
Right, exactly.
Che 1 and
it's
Che.
True.
I'm going with Che 2.
All right, Dan?
13 Days.
Oh, that's right. That Missile Crisis movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, missiles.
Missiles. Quandary.
Missiles.
Heathers. Gleaming cube, Billie Jean, cuffs.
Do you have another one, Dan?
I think so. Yeah,
Dan's got another one. What was that Uwe Boll movie he's in?
House. He wasn't in House of the Dead or Far Cry or Postal.
No, something about they were in caves for some reason.
Oh,
was,
wait.
What's
no, was
her
that,
name?
Yeah, the
from Sharknado was in it.
Fuck.
fuck, I know I shouldn't wear
right?
boots. I have such Slater shame right now. I should really...
No, you've done great.
You guys all did really great with Christian Slater. I really wrote that off as that would be over quickly, but...
But the Benicio
guys,
del Toro...
You guys nailed it.
Was he in The Counselor?
He should have been.
I feel like everyone who looks like him was
in it. I feel
like
we should cast The Counselor again.
Verify
Benicio was in The Counselor.
Was he?
I think so.
Everyone was.
Okay, well then that's mine. It's all right, The Counselor.
Dan?
I believe The Collector shows up in Thor.
Nobody's... we got a yup.
He gets the Tesseract at the end of Thor, I believe. Am I correct? No?
No, but he's...
I don't think you guys are certain.
But he shows up in a few of them, so I'll take it. We'll talk to the corrections department on...
Should I say...
Tomorrow.
Seeing Thor the Dark World?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a...
Then it's going to be Thor the Dark World is mine.
Yeah, Dan...
Christian Slater is also in... This is a movie that just got nominated. I remember thinking because it takes place around the same era as 13 Days. And it was an Oscar-nominated film. Not Force Majeure. This is so exciting. I can't believe this is happening. Does...
Apologies to the next show.
I will defer to my man.
I thought you had this, Dan.
I thought so too. But
also, you could have just said Che. Nobody really said it.
Oh, that wasn't an official?
Eli Roth is our winner.
Thank you, buddy. Hard Candace.
Candy, come Candy, get your stuff. Get come get all of your stuff. Let's give her a name tag back, too.
What other there Slaters did we miss? What?
King Cobra? What's that? I don't even know. A porno producer of gay King porn? Cobra. Okay.
Does anybody know that recent movie sounds that fun. Slater was in? That
where's just Candy got
Sin City. I was thinking right.
Oh,
she was, he was in The Wife, but I said that.
The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi? Benicio. Interesting. Here you go, Candy. There's all your stuff. Congratulations.
Yay.
Yay.
If you don't
Candy.
Want that shirt, let me know.
Yeah, Dan, I'll take that shirt off your hands. Real quick, Dan, what do you got to plug?
This Friday, you can see me headlining the Dallas Comedy Festival, as well as doing a live Pen Pals with Rory Scovel, and then go to...
That's in Dallas?
That is in Dallas at the Dallas Comedy Festival.
Perfect and then, place for it.
The next night, this Saturday, the 29th, I will be taking my tour, the Together Tour, to Tulsa, Oklahoma. Go to DanielVanKirk.com for all of my dates. I have runs of tour dates coming in the Midwest and the East Coast in the next couple of months. And follow me at Daniel Van Kirk.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, buddy.
Matt Bronger.
I mentioned Finally Live in Portland. All my dates are at mattbronger.com. And listen to my podcast, Advice from a Dipshit with Matt Bronger, where I occasionally have guests, but it's usually just me, and people leave messages anonymously, and my partner producer, Amanda, cherry picks the best calls, so I hear them in real time and do not have any research to listen to people's requests for advice, and just dole that out based on my millions of mistakes throughout my life. So listen in. Thanks, guys.
Nice. Amy's got two movies coming out in August. April 5th and 12th?
Yes. So
yes. Pet Cemetery and Fun Times with Emily.
Times.
What's it called?
Yeah, so April 5th is Pet Cemetery premieres, and it will be wide release. And then Wild Nights with Emily.
Starring
Molly Shannon, myself, and is in limited theaters, but in New York, L.A., April 12th. So,
thank you, Amy Simons. Great first guest appearance. Come back anytime. Eli Roth.
The History of Horror, streaming on Shudder.
Shudder is great. Shudder.
The master class will be on Fiverr.com. You can watch it live or it'll be on the site. And if you want to send any death threats, please send them to my Instagram to Real Eli Roth, because I don't want the other Eli Roth death threats to, like, I don't want the death threats to get confused, like the stalkers. Just send mine is at Real Eli Roth.
Okay.
Because otherwise, you know, then you got to make sure it has the blue check.
Because there's just some guy named Eli Roth. He doesn't need death threats.
He doesn't need death threats.
He's already stuck with your name.
You're crazy. Exactly. It's bad. Life's tough enough for the guy.
He's already got people all the time going, no, you're not.
You're delivering my mail. Come on. It's my name.
It's my name. It was a coincidence.
All right. Thank you, Eli. And I'll be doing stand-up April 19th at the Royal Oak Music Theater in Royal Oak, Michigan. It's my Countdown to 420 show. And, yeah, one more time for all my guests, Dan Van Kirk, Matt Bronger, Amy Simons, and Eli Roth. And as always, positive energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes.